The Washington State Supreme Court today heard arguments in a case that tests whether and how police can use global positioning system technology to track defendants. The case involves William Bradley Jackson, whom authorities suspected of murdering his 9-year-old daughter. Sheriff's deputies secretly attached GPS tracking devices to Jackson's truck and car. Authorities were able to use those GPS recordings to find the young girl's remains after Jackson drove to the remote burial site. He was later convicted of first-degree murder. Jackson is appealing his conviction. He claims that a warrant for the GPS tracking device was not properly obtained. Joining us now to discuss this is John Junker, who teaches criminal law and criminal procedure at the University of Washington Law School in Seattle. Professor Junker, first question, I guess, would be, do police need a warrant if they're going to put a GPS tracking device on someone's car?
Well, that question hasn't been decided in this state, nor has it been decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, although there are prior cases involving electronic tracking beacons, also known as beepers, in which the U.S. Supreme Court said that no warrant was necessary to follow a car using a beacon so long as that vehicle remained on the public highway or in a public place.
So I guess one other concern here would be not necessarily whether they can follow a car, but in placing that device on the car in the first place. In other words, would that violate any constitutional rights?
It might. It would depend on the location of the vehicle and where they put the beeper. If the vehicle is in a public place and the beeper is attached to the exterior of the car, that would not require a warrant. Of course, it's well understood that if it's necessary to engage in a search or seizure in order to plant one of these devices, that that would require a warrant.
So in other words, if authorities found the car they were looking for in a parking lot, attached a tracking device to it somehow, that apparently would not violate any constitutional protection.
That wouldn't violate the U.S. Constitution. The question today is whether that might violate the Washington Constitution, which has a more rigorous protection of the right of privacy in many instances than does the Fourth Amendment.
Now, how does that work? What does the Washington state law provide for that the U.S. Constitution doesn't?
Well, it starts with the language that no person shall be disturbed in his private affairs or his home invaded without authority of law, which is quite different from the wording of the Fourth Amendment forbidding unreasonable searches and seizures. And in a number of cases, the Washington Supreme Court has held that that provides greater protection for privacy for Washingtonians and in Washington courts than does the Fourth Amendment.
Now, how is this any different from needing a warrant to obtain a wiretap?
Well, a wiretap is designed to disclose private conversations, whereas beepers only provide information which would otherwise be available to anybody on the street watching the vehicle go by. And that, the court has said, is not protected by the Fourth Amendment rule against unreasonable searches and seizures.
Well, Professor Junker, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
John Junker teaches criminal law and criminal procedure at the University of Washington Law School in Seattle.